tougher. Some guys it's more physically, some guys it's more mentally. So I think it's good all around, good for us to regroup, especially at that time.
And how did it feel kind of coming back to practice today? Obviously, you guys go almost an hour. It's a little uncharacteristic to go that long, obviously, but kind of how did it feel to get back on the ice with everyone today?
Oh, it felt good. Guys are walking in the locker room smiling, laughing, having a good time. And we might have been a little tired on the ice, but we're all happy to be back.
See Nathan Beaulieu come out in a regular red jersey, a little bit of a boost to the blue line to kind of see guys start to slowly kind of roll back in here.
Yeah, big boost to the team morale. He's a big part of our locker room, and honestly, I think he might have been the best player on the ice today. So, yeah, he was flying around.
What's the goal for your club coming out of the break like this? How do you start it off on the right note here tomorrow night with Boston?
I think the goal for us is just a game-by-game process. We can't look too far ahead in the schedule or worry about any other team. So we're going to play a good Boston team and come out with 2 points.
Any sense of importance or anything particular that you want to see your club improve on going into the break, or you just wipe that kind of clean and move forward here?
Yeah, I think we got to kind of forget about what happened before the break. Obviously, I think we learned about it as soon as the game was over in Columbus, but that was what the break was for, is to mentally reset and come back fresh and get ready to go.
21 of 31 are against the West. Is it fair to say that you guys kind of control your own destiny going down the stretch here?
Absolutely. Like I said earlier, we can't look at other teams. We got to look at ourselves and take it game by game.